Hello, and welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Prayercast. My name is Sheena, and today as a church, as we continue examining our church mission statement in parts, our prayer focus will be on faithful members. As we come to pray, let us still our hearts, calm our minds, and set our focus upon our Lord as he taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is also in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. As we continue our journey through the Jesse Tree selection of passages, all of which point to the birth of Jesus, let us turn today to Isaiah chapter 11, verses 6 to 9. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together. And a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together. And the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. What stood out for me in today's Bible passage is the relief, peace, sense of all being well, and the beauty of heaven. Our earth is so beautiful, but is only a tiny part of God's creation. And we know that heaven is going to be more beautiful than we can ever hope to fully imagine. Colonel James Irwin said, "Before I entered space with the Apollo 15 mission on July of 71, I was a lukewarm Christian. But I feel the Lord sent me to the moon so I could return to the earth and share his son, Jesus Christ. The entire space achievement is put in proper perspective when one realizes God walking on the earth is more important than man walking on the moon. We are so contained in our thoughts by the limits of this planet we are living on. James Irwin visited the moon of our planet, another heavenly body, and was struck by mankind's small step into the universe compared to the awesome fact that God came as a baby from the vast universe that he created to our home planet. God created a universe way beyond our human imaginations, and I don't think that even this picture in Isaiah gives us a full and complete picture of how wonderful it is going to be in heaven." Irwin saw that man reaching the moon was certainly an achievement, but it pales into insignificance compared to God's creation of his power and might, and that yet he chose to come to this planet as a baby, lived humbly, to serve and teach, and eventually give up his life for us. Erwin's faith grew and developed, and after his trip to the moon, which helped him see who God really is and what he really did. Let us remember this. God came to earth to live among us and to die for us. And let that realization spur us on to serve him by becoming faithful members. As we read the passage again, can we reflect on that and allow God to speak to us today through it? Isaiah 11:6-9. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. We pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us today. We thank you for the prophetic words of Isaiah on the second coming, which gives us a glimpse of heaven. We thank you, Lord, for all those like James Erwin who share the good news of Christmas, that Jesus came to save us and that he is to return. As we prepare to celebrate Jesus' birth and all that Christmas is, we ask that you would help and inspire all your people to be faithful members of your church worldwide, and that the good news of Christmas will travel further and further and reach more and more people who will, in turn, become faithful members. Thank you, Father. We ask all this in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Amen. As we prepare ourselves as a church for the birth of Jesus, we focus again on our mission statement. Our purpose is to share the good news of Jesus with the people of St. Ninians and together become faithful members of God's family. And now a prayer with our daily prayer point, which is faithful members.
Dear Lord, we thank you for who you are and for your goodness. Lord, we thank you for faithful members of the church, those that bring their time, their talents and their money towards your kingdom, Lord, to help. Lord, those that do the things that they can, no matter how small or how large it is. From those that preach, Lord, to those that make the tea, those that make the coffee, those that just clear up after them. Lord, we thank you that each one of us members are there to love each other, to show each other kindness and show care. Those that fill in the gaps, Lord. Those that are your hands and feet on this earth, Lord, that make your kingdom come on this earth, that allow your goodness and your light to shine through them, Lord, to bring hope to others, Lord, for those that just pass on your name and that people can see that Jesus is working through them and through your church and through your people and through its members. Lord, we love you. You who are so, so good. Lord, help us to be faithful, to show your goodness to others, and that the church is a powerful thing, Lord. We ask you to bless all those that help and all those that are members of your Christian church all over the world, Lord, as well as St. Ninian's Community Church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.